We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day, welcome. Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show. Hopefully you're enjoying your day. If you're listening to us in some of the western, maybe more southwestern portions of the state, you're starting to feel it a little bit of the Great White Death winter storm warning issued for many areas. But right now, I know, like, just coming across the border through Dubuque and into Janesville now, Madison, I know our Platteville station's probably getting a little bit of snow. Our Rockford affiliates are, and Richland Center out that area, they're getting it. La Crosse is certainly getting some of this snow that's, kind of going through the area. Stevens Point got a little bit. Wausau is about to get just a dusting. Marshfield as well. I'm doing my Doppler, my pocket Doppler right now. But it's just like Beloit, you're getting it. Fort Atkinson, it's on its way. It's on its way. Watertown, then through the western portion of Waukesha County, and then into Milwaukee. It's going to be the Great White Death. Oh, my goodness. It is just all over Facebook. It's like we've never seen snow before. Oh, my God, we didn't have one for Christmas. Oh, my Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. Look, I'm as ready as anybody for summer to get here, but you figured at some point or another we'd probably get a little bit. You get through a couple of inches, 2, 3, 4 inches, and call it a day. Shovel it up, get it out of here, and then bring on spring. I think we're 60 days or something like that away from spring. We're a month, less than a month away from pitchers and catchers reporting. I know that. But it's a Great White Death. It's on its way. It'll choke you, throw you to the ground, leave you buried in a snowbank. Be careful. It's out there. 855-830-8648. By the way, next week is our final week for the Bill Michaels Huddle. I'm doing the huddles now for this is my 21st year. No, I take it back. 20th year. 20th year? 19th year. 19th year of the huddle. Next year, we'll mark our 20th anniversary being tied with our friends at Bud Light. That's amazing. 20 years next year, coming into the 2019 season. That being said, we are going to be at the New Berlin Entertainment Center, the old New Berlin Ale House, which was Kuglich's Bowl. We're going to be out there next Thursday night. It's our final one. We're giving away the big screen TV as well. Compliments of Chris and the gang over at ABC Audio Video. And they'll get that thing over to your house. Hopefully you get it all scheduled, get it there in time for the big game. But really looking forward to giving that thing away next week, as we always do, and looking forward to you being a face in the crowd.
Making her debut, unless she's been on like long before I even took over this show, but Stephanie Sutton of Channel 12 will be a guest.
Really?
On the panel, yep.
Really? We could go a big panel next week if we wanted to.
Don't bet on it.
Don't bet on it?
I've had a tough year trying to book guests for the show.
For the final one of the season?
It's been really hard. A lot of people have not been available because of the Brewers and how long the season went in October. This year, booking guests for the huddle was a pain in the butt.
You know what we should do is...
it's more of an off-air gripe.
Let's see here. Who else could we... We can maybe snag a few people. We'll have to put our heads together.
Well, I'll leave it up to you.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm like running out of people to ask.
Well, I know John Dodds said he'd come for the final one of the season, so we could always count on John.
We've asked Dodds that come on a lot of these.
He loves it. He loves doing it.
I like to mix it up. I like to have a little variety.
So Dodds could be there.
Shows.
We could go five guests if we wanted to. We could do that. Then again, I don't even know if we can handle that. We're big. We're a huge network. We can spend money. Or we could just be really, really, really full of crap. One of the two. Anyway, that being said, so look forward to it. The New Berlin Ale House next week. We're going to be out there from 6 to 8. And start getting your reservations in order right now. It's going to be big. I don't know why, but it will. Just trust me. That'll be our Super Bowl edition, by the way. 855-830-8648. Time now for buy or sell. Let's do this.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Buy or sell, and this portion of the program, as I had mentioned, is brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, who bring you the huddle next week. We're really looking forward to it. Bud Light also, don't forget, they bring you Wednesday Night Live, and oh, I'm talking about summer, I'm feeling good again. Wednesday Night Live back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Start making your Wednesday night plans now once we get to June. Oh, it'll be fantastic. Although, Radio Joe, what do you got for us in buy or sell?
Pat Mahomes will throw for more touchdowns than Tom Brady will in this game.
Ooh. Ooh. Boy, that's a... You know what? Yeah, I'll say what the heck, because Tom Brady does it many different ways. He can hand it to James White. Patrick Mahomes gets it done in a lot of ways, too. I shouldn't really negate Patrick Mahomes' impact, because he can run the football. He's as fleet of foot as anybody. But, yeah, he can kind of do it all, too. But I really like Mahomes as a passer. Obviously, they have that big fullback they throw back there every now and then with Anthony Sherman, Spencer Ware. Can run the ball extremely well. I mean, boy, they got so many guys. But I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes throws it. Meanwhile, Tom Brady and company, they can run the football. They can run it. And like I mentioned, James White before, and James White is still kind of in the back of my mind. I'm rooting for to do a few different things. Sony Michael, obviously, there's James Devlin, the running back. They've got Rex Burkhead. They got a whole. They even use Cordarrelle Patterson back there every now and then.
Sony Michel's had a hell of a year for the Patriots.
So between them and James White, they're able to run the ball. So I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes throws for more, but I still say the Patriots win the game.
Buy or sell?
There will be at least 70 points scored between New England and Kansas City.
70? I will sell on that. Because even though it's not going to be as bad weather-wise as we originally thought, I still think it's going to be maybe a 35-24, 35-27 type of game. That'd be right around 50. Nah, you know what? I'll say under 50. But what's the over and under on the game? Do you know off the top of your head? I don't know if it's 50. God, I'll have to check. But maybe 52 might be a better odd right there. It is 56 people betting the under. 56. It started out at 58. It's come down from there. So just about every sports book in Vegas, 56 is the under. You know what? If I had to bet, I'd probably bet the under in this one. I'll say right around 50, but I'll buy that. I'll be right around 50 points. I'll say 49.
Buy or sell?
Todd Gurley will have more total yards from scrimmage than Alvin Kamara.
I will buy that, yes. I think Todd Gurley is going to be huge in this ball game in many different facets. Even though I really like what they bring to the table as far as their total overall ability, but they've relied on Gurley all year long. Why would you not rely on him now? I mean, Gurley's been a key cog coming out of the backfield. As much as I like, Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks, they've got a really solid tight end in Tyler Higbee. That they use, but yeah, I mean, Todd Gurley's a man. Todd Gurley's coming out of that backfield. He's doing damn near everything. So CJ Anderson's solid as well, but I'm going to say Todd Gurley gives you a ton of yards. Yes, he's going to have more.
Buy or sell?
There will be at least 80 points scored between New Orleans and LA.
That I'm buying. They're in the dome, perfect conditions. I think they're going to put it up like crazy. I'll say 80. Yep, I can go with that. 45-42 game, 45-37, something like that. But yes, I'm buying that. I'm going to buy that there's going to be at least 80 points scored between those two teams. What is the? Let me see here real quick. Boy, you know what? They're saying 57 as the over. And I'd bet the over all day long in that one between the Rams and the Saints. 57 is the over and under. 56 is New England and Kansas City, and that's out in the weather and the elements. So, yes, I'm going with the over the 57. Yes, I'll say that 80 points scored between the Rams and the Saints, and I'm buying that in a heartbeat.
Buy or sell.
Heard this morning on Chuck and Winkler on The Fan in Milwaukee. They were talking about Giannis and how he's perceived both nationally and internationally. Buy or sell, Giannis is more recognized internationally than nationally.
Ooh. I don't have my finger on the pulse of the international community, but I would...
Giannis currently leads among all front court players in the Eastern Conference
right.
in the fan voting right now. There is no other Buck that comes close in the voting.
No, you know what? I'm going to say Giannis is recognized probably more so here in the States. He gets more FaceTime. He's an ESPN guy. He's getting in commercials now. You know, I'm talking about, you know, ads for the NBA. Now I'm going to say he's more recognizable here in the States. I mean, granted, internationally, yeah, there is some fans of basketball, but, you know, short of, you know, from the Greece area, no, I'm going to say he's more nationally here in the United States. He's getting a lot more publicity, a lot more look. And you know, if he was a soccer player, I'd say he's more worldwide, more international. You know that. But no, I'm going to say no. He's more recognizable here in the States. He's a big dude walking down the street. There's a lot of people looking at him going, ah, doesn't have a beard. That's Giannis. So I know. I think he's more recognizable here by far. That it?
That's it.
There you go. What are your thoughts? Recognizable here or more internationally?
I think he's more recognized internationally.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is a kid that comes from Greece.
Yeah.
He has a huge following in Greece. And
big following there.
The Europeans, they all kind of walk in lockstep. I think people around the world pay a lot of attention to the NBA. And when they see someone from Europe playing as well as they are, I think Giannis is more recognition. And I also think when it comes to voting, I think a lot of people internationally are voting for Giannis.
No, that I would believe. I believe he's probably got the Greek islands are probably pouring in votes.
I still don't think Giannis gets the recognition he deserves across the U.S.
No, I would agree with that. But
especially when you have bias in these bigger markets anyway.
Well, let's see here. If you're going to go with, say, the top 10 stars, you're going to go with LeBron. You're going to go with Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Westbrook. You're going to go with Harden. Those are your top five, right? At what point do you throw Giannis into this mix? Don't you have to throw Giannis in there like now?
Well, I think it should also be based on who's built around him.
Right, but I'm just talking about Giannis, as far as biggest stars in the NBA right now. I mean, Giannis at the very least is sixth. I think he's higher than that, but who are you going to knock out? Durant, Steph Curry, LeBron, Westbrook, Harden? Then Giannis. I'd probably have to throw him in there at this point.
I think I'd take Giannis over Westbrook.
Maybe over Westbrook. You'd probably be right. If that would be my choice. If I had to flip-flop somebody, that would be my choice. But if you go with the top to the bottom of that six, go with James, I think Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Giannis, Westbrook, flip-flop either one right there, and then on down from there. That's when you start to fill it in. You know, I mean, then you can talk about some of the stars, Philadelphia, the Pelicans. I mean, you can get into all of that, but I think that's kind of where it lies right now. I think Giannis is up there. That's it. There you go. That is buy or sell. When we come back to Man, the Myth, the Legend himself, that's Mike Clements. He will be joining us coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You know, throw aways, protection. You know, you just keep working on making great decisions.
My name is Matt Foley. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river.
You know, just coming together, doing the best job you can, taking advantage of opportunities.
Did you have a chance for a big play on that one? Equanimeous Cinco bent it inside. It was a blitz.
Well, anytime you'd like to always take advantage of plays.
So what happened on it?
I'm trying to think of which play you're actually talking about here.
32 blitzed right open to Aaron. I mean, it was like he was free.
Yeah, I can't think of the play right now.
Welcome back to the program. Bill Michaels Show is on the other sports of the program being brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. It's where they believe in better. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Big weekend coming up. Hunker down. It's bread and milk time. And also get your Cousin Subs. Stop in or just order online, whatever it your pleasure may be. But to get that pepperoni melt or anything else, if you got a party coming up, if you're going to watch the AFC and the NFC Championship games on Sunday, load up. Get the two-foot party sub. Get yourself ready for Snowpocalypse. Go to Cousin Subs right now. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is hunkered down in his bunker somewhere in the Pleasant Prairie area. I'm not quite sure where, nor am I privileged to say. But nevertheless, Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Michael, how you doing?
We kid because we love.
That's exactly right. There you go.
Kid, because we love. The one-year, one-and-done quarterback coach of the Green Bay Packers that had to have Aaron Rodgers rolling his eyes. Can you imagine being in a meeting with Aaron Rodgers and not remember a play or something like that?
Exactly.
Much less us jabronis in the media asking a question about a play. Everybody in the room, I have to look stuff up. But when Tom asked that question of him, what happened on that play? What happened? Because it could have been huge. I don't remember.
I don't know.
You're the quarterback's coach, man.
Right. How do you not remember?
How do you not remember that? So
that's exactly right.
It seems like a long week, but really, when you think about it, when it comes to hiring guys and putting together a coaching staff, it's actually moved along pretty good. I mean, Nathaniel Hackett is your offensive coordinator, and there's more stories today about him. You know, a lot of positive things about this guy. Growing up, his father, Paul Hackett, 49ers, Pitt, Mike McCarthy, one of his assistants, take him to the Kansas City Chiefs. And then Nathaniel, learning as an offensive coordinator, great with terminology, great at, you know, communication with players. And even though Matt LaFleur will be calling the plays, those are all the kinds of things you want to see in an offensive coordinator. And he's in the same page as LaFleur. They want to beef up the run game. But I think, you know, there is of concern right now is getting the right guy at offensive line. Because, and I was thinking about this, you know, the Patriots are coming in this weekend, and if they make it to the Super Bowl, I was thinking about 10 years ago when we would cover Super Bowl and the Patriots would be there, and you see their guys, and it's like there'd be 15 guys like, oh, wow, there he is. You'd heard about this guy for 5 or 6 years. The Patriots these days are kind of like the Packers. You know, our listeners could probably name everybody in the starting offensive line for the Green Bay Packers in Super Bowl 45 or 4 years later in the NFC Championship against the Seahawks. And I'll bet you half of our listeners really can't name who's been on the offensive line the last 2 years because there's been just so much turnover. You know, they just haven't had guys nailed on. And the Patriots, their offensive line comes this way. The only difference is Bill Belichick figures out a way on how to come up with great game plans like he did last weekend and it destroys the Colts 35-7 at the halftime. So the offensive line coach, man, he's got to keep this, you know, moving parts, as they call it in the league, offensive line going. They talked to this Adam Stanovich, a guy who was actually on the Packers practice field there for a couple of years, and now he's been the offensive line assistant for the 49ers. They talked to him this week. He's actually from Marshfield, same hometown as Mark Tauscher. And then there was word they were going to talk to Frank Pollock, 51 years old, been the Bengals offensive line coach for the past year in Cincinnati, a former player himself. And he was there when the Dallas Cowboys had that big, beefy offensive line there back in Tony Romo's days. And, you know, that's a senior guy. Maybe he brings in a fresh perspective. But I think they're going to be leaning towards that Mike Shanahan, zone blocking, maybe some cut blocking, if it's, you know, which parts are still legal to get the running game going this year.
So, Mike, it's not that different from the way Mike McCarthy kind of came in and wanted to construct his offensive line and what he wanted them to do, right?
No, and it's just that McCarthy pulled away from so much emphasis on that, and of course then he gave up on using a fullback, those kinds of things, because they were doing more run-pass option.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, it was like Jamal Williams. The light bulb went on when he realized that he's got to focus on when he looks at the line and Rodgers puts the ball in his hand, take one step and then look. And where you see the two same color jerseys taking out one guy, you know, a two-on-one, two offensive linemen taking on one defensive lineman, you aim right between those two guys' shoulders because that's where your hole's going to be. You follow those guys, and then you make your one cut, and that's where the huge lane is going to be. And that's still, you know, the basic concept of the zone blocking scheme, which, you know, they're still using, have been using to this date, just not as effective. And obviously, you know, LaFleur says we're going to run the football.
The key point there, not as effective, because that's been one of the things since Mike McCarthy got here. Yeah, they had the end of Ryan Grant, and James Starks ran really well back in 2010, and, you know, holes opened up, and they have had some moments, but they have never had a steady run game. I understand that for every run you have, that you take the ball out of the hands of number 12. And I understand that number 12 also had more option at the line of scrimmage not to hand the ball off. But they've never had a consistent run game here in Green Bay, at least not in a long time. Not since really maybe, what, William Henderson and Ryan Grant when he was at his peak?
Exactly. And then they got to coach up three young receivers coming in next year. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown, Jamon Moore. Try and get more out of those guys. Jimmy Robinson was a veteran receivers coach that was on the staff when they won Super Bowl 45. Then he went to Dallas to finish out his career because he was close to retiring. Edgar Bennett, for a while, had worked his way up the ranks as a receivers coach. Luke Getsy was there for a couple of years. But after the Brett Hundley year, he wasn't sure if there were going to be, you know, job turnovers or not because they'd had plenty of drop passes. So he got out and went to Michigan State and became an offensive coordinator. Now there's been this report this week that actually the Packers are interested in bringing him back. He had all those unusual techniques where he had the receivers, Devontae and those guys, doing a lot of, put your hand over one eye and throw tennis balls back and forth or catch bricks and, you know, those kinds of hand-eye coordination things.
Right.
Maybe he had a good year as an offensive coordinator. I don't know if he comes back as that, but it's one of the things I was interested in is some of the guys that LaFleur talked to this week about the receivers coach position, and one of them was Carl Doran, a Jets receivers coach, and the Jets had some productivity with the receivers. The other one is Sean Jefferson. Sean Jefferson's been with the Dolphins the last couple of years. He was a player for 13 years, Chargers, Falcons, Lions, and he was with the Patriots for 3 years when they went up against the Packers in Super Bowl 31. And when Favre and those guys beat Bill Parcells, he had three catches for 34 yards. He was on that team that had Ben Coates, Terry Glenn, Drew Bledsoe at quarterback, Curtis Martin. So this guy, you know, has been to the mountaintop, and he's 49 years old, and that was an interesting interview. Haven't heard back as to whether or not any of these guys have been offered jobs or who's going to win them, but that's been an interesting mix to have an experienced that would be the first time I could think in a long time they had a guy with NFL experience as a player that could be a candidate as their receivers coach.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back a little more into this. Also start talking some AFC and NFC championship game. Mike Clemens from NFL Serious Radio joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline for a couple of minutes. Hanging out with us, Mike and I are going to be heading down to Atlanta, GA, and really can't wait for it because it's going to be a fun time. Going down there, compliments of our friends at Curly's Waterfront Pub right there in Pewaukee. If you're going out this weekend, maybe you're going to get it past the snowpocalypse and you're looking for food and you're trudging through the snow and the only thing you find open is Curly's. They'll be there. And they're also giving away tickets to all kinds of stuff all the time. That's Curly's Waterfront Pub and Grill. Also, if you're going to watch the AFC and the NFC Championship game, Nice Ash Cigar Bar. Ah, right downtown in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Stop in, tell them I said, hi. Hell, you may see me down there, as a matter of fact. Nice Ash, great selection of spirits, beers, cigars, hookahs. They got music coming up this weekend as well. Get down to Nice Ash Cigar Bar. Another great bar. Brewtown Eatery and Bar, 5121 West Howard Avenue, right there on the corner at the end of the strip mall. Stop in and tell Jill I said hi. Say hi to Norm. Norm is the big bartender back there. Norm! There you go. Good food, terrific fish fry if you're going to go out there tonight. Your friendly corner gathering spot. They have TVs all over the place. If you're going to catch the games, that's a great place to go. And live music tomorrow night as well. That is Brewtown Eatery and Bar. And you may catch me out there maybe on Sunday. One of the two places, either Nice Ash or Brewtown. One of those two places I think I'm going to head out to. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We actually gained 117 yards on that drive. I'm not sure if that's a record because of the penalties that kept setting us back. And so, yeah, we went on 117-yard drive in the third quarter to take the lead and then really didn't look back.
Welcome back. Those are the words of Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints. I'm Bill Michaels. Final couple of segments of the program before we get out of here today and get ready and get hunkered down for the snow that's coming to the south, well, really the southern portion of the state of Wisconsin, but beyond that. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, hanging in there, is Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio. So, Mike, Drew Brees right there as we start to talk about the AFC and the NFC Championship games. And we said last night, I said, look, this is their third trip to the NFC Championship game. In my gut, my heart, I'm kind of hoping that it's both Drew Brees and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That would then validate the fact that we've probably got five or six more years of Aaron Rodgers getting a couple of attempts at least to get back to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, isn't that interesting, too? Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers have this in common. They have been to the NFC Championship game three times. Drew, the first one, they lost to the Chicago Bears. Bears go on to the Super Bowl, lose to Peyton Manning and the Colts. The next one they won, they beat the Minnesota Vikings, and now here they are in their third one. Of course, you know, the Packers have lost the last couple, blowout to the Falcons, and then the killer, the heartbreaker, to the Seattle Seahawks, but of course they beat the Bears to go on and win the Super Bowl against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And of course McCarthy had one with Favre, but they lost it at home to Eli Manning and the Giants. So, yeah, Drew Brees talking about this is his third. He's got to get across to his teammates, you know, how hard it is to get to this level.
Three NFC Championship games in, you know, 13 years. It's a hard game to get to, that's for sure. And so we won't take that for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got to make that clear to the young guys, too, like his stud running back, Alvin Kamara. And, you know, he was asked, do the young guys get it, how rare it is to be an NFC champion game?
You know, everybody knows what's at stake. So we're preparing like, you know, like this is our last 60 minutes of football. We got to earn another 60. So it's another step in what we talked about at the beginning of the season, you know, wanting to be champions. So it's in our hands. So the sense of urgency is definitely, you know, something you feel this week. We got a chance to be NFC champions.
80 points scored between these two teams the last time they matched up against one another.
That's right. Yeah, week 9. They went up against the Rams and beat them, 45-35. I think that was the first loss the Rams took that year. That game also played in the Superdome. Brandon Cooks is a pickup that the Saints made, you know, former Patriot. And so he was asked, how do these teams compare now to the way they were back there in Week 9?
I would have to say they was playing great then. They're playing great football now. You know, they fly around in the back end, and their defensive ends and their D-line, you know, play at such a high level, and their backers as well. They continue to get better over the year, as we have as well, so it'll be fun.
One thing that was different, though, is that the Rams did not have Aqib Talib in that game. He should be able to play this coming Sunday in the Superdome.
I'm excited for this thing for a lot of different reasons. I'm excited for the weekend just because, I guess, more so than anything. I look at, you know, Sean McVay as being the young guy. Because remember, you've got Sean Payton, who's been there, done that. Andy Reid, who needs this one as bad as anybody. Bill Belichick. And then the young cat, Sean McVay, in his second year as a head coach. And all of a sudden, look at where he is now.
Yeah, now in the spotlight. Came back to beat the Rams, to beat the Cowboys 30-22. And here's something that's interesting, is that the Rams are running the ball more with two tight ends. They used to use a one tight end. Maybe that's after Cooper went down with the knee injury. But they're using their tight ends more, and that also means why they've beefed up their running game too, particularly with the use of C.J. Anderson, who they picked up in December, pounding the rock, and you still got, you know, Gurley as well. But McVay says he knows one of the things that the Rams defense has got to do is figure out on how to stop who's probably the best wide receiver performing this coming weekend in the two championship games. How do you stop the Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas?
When you look at his numbers, anytime he's targeted, you know, the catch rate that he has is almost unheard of. So he's playing at a really high level. Obviously, the accuracy that Drew delivers the ball with and his ability to read, recognize, and move and manipulate coverage makes it really difficult. So it's definitely going to be a challenge.
And then what about a pass rush on Drew Brees? Well, geez, that guy gets the ball out of his hands so quickly. Ndamukong Suh says the Rams defense, that defensive line has really got to be focused on taking away the running game of Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram.
You got two backs that are have the ability to go downhill and go outside. Kamara primarily goes outside, and Ingram's a tough runner, so he comes downhill full steam. So two elite guys that we have to respect and be, know where they're at all times.
I'm like I said, I'm excited for all of this. The most pressure right now, I think, is on the young guys. Jared Goff being there in the postseason last year, obviously Patrick Mahomes this year. They have got a lot of pressure. When you go up, it's not just the coaches and the matchups. This is also the young versus the old. If you have to go in there and feel that you have to out-duel Tom Brady or out-duel Drew Brees, man, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself.
You know, what do you think, though, of the way the Saints were down by 14 against the Eagles? I mean, does that make you a little nervous about how they're going to...
It does, but it also reassures me when I'm looking at Drew Brees going, they poured it on. I mean, Sean Payton knew the moment, took control, fake punt, Taysom Hill takes it for a first down. They never looked back. And after that, it was kind of like, okay, we'll turn it on now. Well, our veteran experience will shine. And you could clearly see, I mean, Nick Foles, don't get me wrong, he delivered a pass that Alshon Jeffrey should have had. And that would have kept that drive alive, and who knows how things would have ended up. But it certainly looked as if there was no sweat, no problem. Drew Brees and company just all of a sudden started pouring it on, and that place started rocking. Mike, you know how loud that building is. Once that thing started rocking, it was over.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The only two players missed practice this week, but Sheldon Rankins, you know, the torn Achilles, carted off the field. That's a big guy over the middle. That's almost like the Packers having to take Kenny Clark off the field. They had to sign one guy off the street this week, so... You know, you got to think that Sean McVay is looking at that and saying, we're going to run right up the A-gap, you know, with our running backs and attack where Sheldon Rankins would have been.
Now, as we let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll kind of wrap things up because I want to get into some other stuff regarding the weekend. So hang in there. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show. Final segment with Mike Clemens coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
If you're not motivated this week, you got a major problem. I mean, this is the week where, you know, you shouldn't have to put any extra in. This is what it's all about. You know, you sign up any chance you get to play an AFC Championship game. So I don't care where, when, time, cold, weather, rain, blood, don't matter.
Blood, don't matter. Tom Brady, there it is. Getting ready for the NFC and the AFC Championship games this weekend for the trip to Atlanta. And you know what? We just say those teams are going to be joining Mike and I and our staff down in Atlanta, Georgia. Compliments of some of our great sponsors, Lake Country Doors. Call Ben over at Lake Country Doors, 262-751-2674. You can go to lakecountrygaragedoors.com. That's lakecountrygaragedoors.com. Top quality garage door company who puts you first. They really do. They're coming out to my house to do some work. But call Ben, 262-751-2674. Also, our friends over at the Water Doctors. Is your water safe? Find out. Have it tested. Have it checked. In the Connecticut system, I've had this thing 20-plus years. I swear by it. It's the best drinking water. I don't need to buy bottled water for my house. H2O doctors.com. That's H2O doctors.com. And are you ready for some racing? Slinger Speedway, the world's fastest quarter mile oval. You can like them on Facebook or just simply go to slingersuperspeedway.com. They open up Sunday, April 28th. The Slinger Nationals are July 9th. Slinger Slam Fest is August 17th, but Slinger Speedway is back, the world's fastest quarter mile oval. Can't wait for summer and racing season. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Mike, so you hear Tom Brady there, and you can't get up for this one. Not much more you can do. I mean, this thing's, you're ready to go at this point. And to get guys up and motivated, it's just basically waking up, getting out of bed, and then following Bill Belichick and Tom Brady's lead into this thing. But their running back, James White, out of Wisconsin, you know, they're really playing up this whole we're the underdog and everybody thinks we suck thing, aren't they?
Well, Tom walks out the field and he does his live post-game interview and says, yeah, you know, everybody thinks we suck. And a lot of the national guys are saying, all right, wait a minute. Nobody said the New England Patriots suck. There's been times where if they've lost a couple of games, people say, oh, that's it, the dynasty's over.
Mm-hmm.
But no one said this team sucked. And, of course, they played great and surprising in how they execute, and they're up 35-7 at the half this past weekend. James White, I would think if I'm Bob Sutton, defensive coordinator, it's like, just take James White out of the game, man. 15 catches, It's just amazing how versatile he is. And Tom Brady has said this is one of the best teammates I've ever had in all my years in the NFL. So James White was asked, are you guys motivated by the fact that you're three-point underdogs at Arrowhead?
Yeah, it can motivate you a little bit, but you still got to go out there and play for four quarters. Just because you're an underdog doesn't give you any added boost. You just got to go out there, execute, play hard football for four quarters on the road, and that's what it's going to take to beat those guys.
Now, one of the best games we saw with the Patriots, and specifically with Patrick Mahomes, is when he threw four touchdowns, a couple of picks, but four touchdowns in that game against the Patriots, going back to week six. They lost that game, but man, what a battle. Now they got him at Arrowhead, and this is going to be a playoff-style crowd, and this is going to be off the hook.
And a walk-off field goal for the Patriots. They win 43-40. But like you said, you know, Mahomes with four touchdowns and running all over the field, but he threw a couple of picks. They also had 58 yards of penalties. And you got to understand now, with the Super Bowl on the line, you can't make mistakes like that.
It was shown that game. And so for us, we have to learn from that, know that we can't make those mistakes. We have to come out with our best effort from the beginning of the game all the way through the end. And it's going to be a dogfight for the entire game if you want to try to come out with the win.
In the meantime, the Chiefs and Andy Reid, you know, look, I know there's cold weather and all that stuff. I think both teams are accustomed to it, and the Patriots probably even more so. I don't think the weather's going to be a big issue unless there's a ton of wind. But, Mike, you and I talked about this last night. Andy Reid needs this one.
He does. You know, we were back there with the Donovan McNabb and playing the Patriots back at Super Bowl 39 down in Jacksonville. They had the injuries to T.O., T.O. making the miraculous recovery to get back in the field, but – you know, hasn't been able to get back there. He needs this now more than ever. I think, and being at home at Arrowhead, there's not much more that he can ask. And to have to take on a Patriots team that's got some guys that are stepping up too. They've got a defensive back, J.C. Jackson. It kind of reminds me of Tremont Williams, like a guy who's an undrafted player and just playing out of his mind and getting more rotation against Stephon Gilmore and Jason McCourty, and maybe they'll line him up sometimes against Tariq Hill. And then on the other side of the ball, it's the Chiefs' defense that I thought that stepped up. I was really impressed with Dee Ford and some of the hits he got on Andrew Luck. Justin Houston has really come on in the last month or so. Now, can they get that kind of pressure on Brady? Because Tom Brady's always so good at just getting the ball out of his hands quickly, like a dump off to James White. Polar vortex, Arctic blast, I don't know. It's not going to be as bad as they were talking about earlier in the week. Maybe, you know, it's a late game, 5:40 outdoors, Arrowhead Stadium, maybe about 20 degrees at the kick, down to about 18 or 17 degrees above. And Andy Reid was asked about if he's got any concerns about his passing game in cold weather at Arrowhead.
Yeah, it's never too cold for the Chiefs fans. They'll be there. And that's a great thing about the Sea of Red, man. They're loud, and they show up all the time. So they'll be ready to go.
The Sea of Red. Now, I don't know if that refers to the fans or the barbecue sauce, which is sometimes on his shirt.
It could be flowing. Yeah. I can see that. So we picked last night, I think. You said you're going with the Chiefs, aren't you?
I am. I'm going with both the young guys. I'm going to go, you know, I think the guy with the most pressure this weekend is Jared Goff, you know, up against mm-hmm. Drew Brees. But I think that McVay has got too many horses with that offensive line and the run game that he showed. I don't know how the Saints can respond to that. And the Chiefs at home and Patrick Mahomes, man, they just I have not seen that kid rattled. Bill Belichick is the mastermind. He had a great game plan last weekend. That should be a closer game to watch, I think, maybe than we think. But I'm taking Rams and Chiefs in this one. Partly because I'm sick of covering the Patriots at the Super Bowl. And just because I like the way these two young teams have come together and some of the things that, you know, the way they've advanced football in the last year.
I'm going with the old guys because they're veterans and they've been there, done that. I am, in a way, sick of covering the Patriots. I do think there's going to be a lot of questions with Gronk about whether or not he's going to retire if they do win this thing. And he just kind of rides off into the sunset. What's that?
Is this Brady's last game?
Could it be?
Because remember the last time he won, that's when Giselle came out and did those interviews and said, oh, yeah, Tommy's had like three or four concussions.
Mm-hmm.
Remember she just happened to put that out there?
Right.
And then he had to backtrack around that?
Yep.
So, you know, they lost the last one. But when they came back to beat the Falcons, she kind of thought like, well, this is it now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have enough rings? So if he wins this one, if he wins the Super Bowl, is this where she says, okay, you either quit or, you know, your stuff's going to be on the lawn.
Right. That's a big lawn, too. That's a lot of stuff in that house. That's a big house.
Hard to find.
Now, I will say I am really looking for...
Which acre are you referring to, Giselle?
Exactly. I will say that I am kind of pulling for the Saints because I think Atlanta will be a party, to say the very least.
Yeah, no doubt. And I love the friction with the Falcon fans having to welcome in the Saints to their brand
God,
new
yeah.
stadium.
Yeah.
Sure, I love awkward, Bill. I'm all about awkward.
Oh, yeah. You're the guy that first looks around a crowd with a lot of noise and goes, man, who farted? And you're that guy.
And tweeting it out.
All right. Talk to you later, Michael. Have a good weekend, buddy.
Thank you, pal.
See
you, pal. Monday.
There you go. Mike Clements from NFL Serious Radio joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Time for us to get out of here. We will talk next Monday. We'll talk about the AFC and the NFC Championship games and this Super Bowl as we start to get you ready for it. Talk about the Bucks weekend. You got the Badgers and you got Marquette. You got the Badgers taking on the number 2 ranked Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. We'll see what happens there. There's a lot to get to, and I can't wait for Monday, but the weekend's going to be nice. Time for us to go. Have a go and sweep.
In Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.